Dr. Pinsky dictating an IME on a male named Christian Jefferson. Christian Jefferson is a 51-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 1-17-22. Appeared on that occasion he slipped and fell in a walk-in freezer while making a delivery. Appeared as a result he injured his right ring finger but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Appeared he did have further evaluation and was diagnosed with a broken right finger. Appeared he states surgery was offered to him but he declined pursuing it. Appeared new paragraph as per the record supplied. Mr. Jefferson was seen at WorkNet on 1-17-22. Period. At that juncture, he underwent x-rays of the elbow that showed no acute bony abnormalities. Period. X-rays of the right hand also showed no acute abnormalities. Period. After evaluation, he was diagnosed with a contusion to the third and fourth metacarpals, forearm, and medial head. Apparently, he was instructed on use of ice, elevation, and an ACE bandage. Period. He followed up here through. He followed up here. And had an MRI of the right hand on 1-20-22 to be inserted here. Period. This was notable for a non-displaced fracture of the fourth distal phalangeal tuft and a separate non-displaced volar plate avulsion fracture of the fourth distal phalanx. Period. He had mild lateral sublux fourth extensor tendon. Extensor digitorum tendon, period. He reviewed these results at WorkNet on 1-21-22, period. He was found to have significant tenderness and swelling and ecchymosis of the right fourth finger pad. Period. Right third digit active range of motion through flexion and extension was within normal limits. Period. The right fourth digit active range of motion is also within normal limits. But at the MCP and PIP joints, but was unable to flex his right fourth digit at the DIP joint. Period. He has normal extension of the right fourth DIP joint. Period. He was then referred for specialist consultation. Period. New paragraph. He was seen by hand specialist Dr. Sarkos on 1-27-22. Period. His impression was closed non-displaced fracture of the distal phalanx of the right ring finger along with right hand pain. Period. He was placed in a splint and cleared for work with use only of his left upper extremity. Period. The next document from Dr. Sarkos is a quick note dated 3-10-22. But at that time, he released Mr. Jefferson to work with no restrictions. Period. It was noted he was doing extremely well and was discharged from care. Period. Physical exam. Extremities. Upper, he wore a sweatshirt and rolled up the sleeves for visualization. Period. Pinprick sensation was, scratch that, elicited allodynia of the right ring finger, but was otherwise intact. Period. He had moderate tenderness at the right ring finger, at the distal phalanx, as well as at the distal fourth metacarpal. But there was none on the left. Bear the rest of that is normal. Hands with elbows normal. Cervical normal. Hand dynamometry found nearly a flat line distribution on the right, indicative of limited volitional effort. Period. Impressions on 117-22, Christian Jefferson fell in a cooler, injuring his right upper extremity. Appeared he was seen at WorkNet the same day, where x-rays were negative. Appeared he was initiated on conservative care with elevation, ice, and splinting. Appeared he had an MRI of the right hand on 120-22 to be inserted. But he also was seen by hand specialist Dr. Sarkos on 127-22. Appeared he continued conservative care. Period. By 3-10-22, Mr. Jefferson was doing quite well and was discharged from treatment. Period. He paragraphed his current exam. Found he did have full range of motion of the upper extremities, including the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers. Period. It was moderate tenderness, palpation at the right ring finger, distal phalanx, and fourth distal metacarpal. Appeared he had intact sensation and dexterity. Appeared there was what I thought to be allodynia of the right ring finger. Appeared, unfortunately, gem or hand dynamometry was strongly suggestive of limited volitional effort on the injured right hand. Appeared, new paragraph, there is 3% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right hand. Period. I have been advised that he has a history of numerous prior injuries. That he denied experiencing. Period. These include motor vehicle accident injuring his neck and back on 2-16-01, comma, motor vehicle accident injuring his back on 1-13-14, comma, having a strain at work on 6-12-15, comma, a back injury at work on 2-8-16, comma, another work accident on 3-29-19, comma, motor vehicle accident on 7-31-19, comma, and another work accident on 1-17-20. Period. I'm going to go back to the beginning of this report when I have described what he told us. He explained there were 5 40-pound French fry boxes that were on a hand truck that he was using. Period. It tipped over, striking his supine right hand, and his right ring finger swelled. Period. He has been able to return to the workforce as a CDL tanker driver. Period. End.